Welcome to the Patient Experience Podcast. I'm John Cook, Chief Client Officer with Professional Recovery Consultants, and I have the honor of hosting this podcast. We will be discussing patient experience and its importance to healthcare providers, to patients, and to family members. We'll be doing a host of interviews with different professionals from the healthcare arena. Healthcare administrators, nurses, nursing directors, front-end people, the entire healthcare team, to talk about how important this is and what they are doing in their particular institution. It is a pleasure to host today's podcast, but today I want to talk about why the patient experience in the healthcare provider setting is important. And I didn't really realize this until I was actually a patient myself. My healthcare career has spanned, I'm going to give away my age here, over 37 years, soon to be 40 years from when I started. But it was not until I was a patient that I really understood the importance of this, and actually in caring for my late mother and father and what was involved with them. I became a patient, I became a family member, and the whole thing, the whole idea just completely turned around. And I feel like patient experience is very important, and it's beyond important. It is critical, and it has to be right. Healthcare providers are in a competitive industry now. You know, you can look on the television, listen to the radio, and you hear commercials both for hospitals, physician groups, and they are trying to get their piece of the market in that area. And it is very important that we as healthcare providers recognize that all the great commercials in the world and all those, even the ones that make me shed a few tears, are not really going to work until the patient experience is right. I narrow it down to two things that I'm going to talk about today that I think are important. Number one is, what is the worst comment that can be made to a patient or a family member? And the second thing I want to talk about is how our care processes and our corporate processes tend to get in the way of good patient care and good patient experience. Several years ago, my mother was taken to the hospital from her assisted living center that she was for memory care that she was a resident of. And unfortunately, she suffered from dementia. Dementia is something that happens to a lot of families. And until you've gone through that journey with a family member, it's really hard to understand what it's all about. So she was taken by ambulance. She took a fall in the restroom there at the facility and actually ended up breaking her neck and was transported by ambulance to the hospital. Got a phone call from her care center, and they said, your mom has taken a little fall and she is en route by ambulance to the hospital. So we met him at the hospital, and it turns out that she had suffered a broken neck. And that's at age 93. I still wonder why she was able to survive that, but she did and actually lived for 7 years after that. She was in the emergency room for a good while as they did scans and x-rays, and actually for a long time. But about 3 hours later, she was placed in a room up on the floor. And they were trying to get her situated. And the thing with dementia patients is you take them out of their setting, it just multiplies their problems and actually their fear. And the nurse come out to talk with me, and she said, I think we need to go in the other room And here, and let me talk to you about something we discovered else that's wrong with your mother. And I said, sure. So we went in and she said, I don't know really how to tell you this, but I think your mother, you may need to know that she's got some problems with dementia. Well, I'm not going to repeat my response to the nurse when she said, your mother has problems with dementia. I said, ma'am, I'm very much aware of that. This is answering it in a very nice way. I'm very, very much aware of that. And I said, did you not read the emergency room record that the nurses sent up with her? And she said, oh, absolutely not. I can't. We're short-handed. And my response then was, okay, so you're telling me that you are unable to care for my mother. And she said, oh, absolutely not. She said, I did not say that. I said, yes, you did. You said you're short-handed. Well, I said, to be honest, that's not my problem. That's your problem. And I know that's probably not a good answer, but by telling me they were short-handed, she was telling me there is no way we can care for your mother. And that was the absolute worst comment that could anybody make. And yeah, I think we even have those experiences when we go out to the bank or to the store and we wait in line and they said, sorry you had to wait, but we're short-handed. And I have found that comments such as this create fear in a healthcare setting, and my goal is to never see that happen again. And I hope understanding of things such as this, how it can affect not only a patient, but especially their family members. Another thing that I'm concerned about is that we tend to allow processes in our systems cause problems with the human touch. Here's an example. I had to go into a situation where I had to have a diagnostic test. And upon arriving at the center to have that taken, I walked in. It was early in the morning. I had dressed as they had told me to dress. And I went up and I said, good morning, hoping that person would give me an answer of, and good morning, how are you today? And she looked at me, stuck her hand out and said, I need a photo ID. And I said, ma'am, my wife is parking the car right now, but unfortunately, I think I left my wallet at home. And she said, I've got to have a photo ID. I said, okay, maybe it's in her purse. Can we wait just a minute? She'll be right in. She said, I have to have a photo ID. And it started to irritate me because she had yet to say, good morning, hello, how are you? I've got to have a photo ID. And I said, okay, I was in here just over the weekend, and that's why I'm having this diagnostic test. You looked, I gave you a photo ID, which was scanned, and I gave you my insurance card, which was scanned. And that information should be in your system, so can you not look at that? She said, I need a photo ID. Well, you can understand why that was starting to get on my nerves. I need a photo ID. Bottom line, here's what happened here. I think a process got in the way of good patient experience. The person, and I do believe she was doing her job to obtain a photo ID, was so focused on that process that she forgot to say good morning or hello or how are you doing or is there anything you need. This is going to be something we will discuss in future podcasts. The things that make the difference. Believe it or not, it's the little things that you do that make the hugest impact. Thank you for listening today, and I look forward to talking again about patient experience.